Construction on the world's tallest unoccupied skyscraper, the Golden Finance 117 Tower in Tianjin, could restart as early as next week, nearly 10 years after the project was abandoned, Chinese state media reported. The 597-meter, 1,959-foot, Golden Finance 117-story skyscraper has remained unfinished since 2015 following the collapse of Chinese stock market. The project's return comes amid broader efforts to revive unfinished developments across China, where dozens of towering but abandoned buildings symbolize the nation's troubled real estate market. Originally intended to house office space and a luxury hotel, the building features mega columns for structural safety and a distinctive diamond-topped atrium that was designed to include a swimming pool and observation deck. Plans for the tower's usage remain unclear, but state media report that a new construction permit has been issued with a contract value of nearly 569 million yuan, $78 million. The permit lists state-owned BGI Engineering Consultants as a contractor, while references to the original developer appear to have been dropped. In 2020, China banned new buildings over 500 meters in an attempt to rein in risky, debt-fueled projects and speculative development. If completed, the Tianjin Tower would defy that restriction due to its early construction date. Neither P&T Group, the tower's original architects, nor BGI responded to requests for comment. On Monday, local state media reported that China's Greenland Group will resume construction on the long-delayed Chengdu Greenland Tower, a 468-meter, 1,535-foot, skyscraper in the southwestern city of Chengdu. The project had been suspended since 2023 due to financial troubles faced by the state-owned developer. The simultaneous revival of two major high-rise projects suggests a coordinated effort, said Chao Shitong, a law professor at Duke University and author of two books on China's property sector. The central government has made it clear that stabilizing the real estate market is a priority, Chao said via video call, noting that local authorities are being pushed to support the sector's recovery. This is about more than the buildings, it's a message to the market. Although financing details for the Tianjin skyscraper remain undisclosed, law professor Chao Shitong believes state-led investment and debt restructuring are likely behind the project's revival. Supertel towers may not be the most efficient or profitable developments, but they serve as signals, said Chao. Bringing this project to completion is a move by the government to boost public confidence. Urban image is also a driving force, said Fei Chen, an architecture and urban design expert at the University of Liverpool. An unfinished skyscraper is a visual blight. Cities don't want these half-built eyesores, she said.